It's a week. Just think about what was going on 2,000 years ago this week. How excited people must have been. Because have you ever been asked a question and then you're supposed to find the answer? And a lot of times people ask me a question and I'll say, you already know the answer. Yeah. They don't like it, neither do I, because it's true. Jesus is the answer, people. I don't care what the question is. There's only one answer, and it's Jesus. How do I know that? Well, I know that because if you read the Gospels, no matter what it was, Jesus would say, I am. I am the bread. I am the lamb. I am the resurrection. In other words, I don't care what it is you need, I'm the answer. Religions, on the other hand, religion, see, Jesus never liked religion. He wanted a relationship. Father, that they may be one like we're one. See, he didn't worship the Father. He was one with the Father. Yeah. He said to Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen him. See, and that's where we need to be going. And religion tells us you can get there. If. Probably the biggest word in all of religion is if. If you do enough. If you don't do, you know, like we were reading in Bible study this morning about Judah, if you just didn't do that, if you give enough, how much could you give God to say, you know what? Gabe, I have to let him in. Did you see what they gave? I remember at Christmas time sometime, what do you get Mr. Mack? I mean, he owned a marina, a Lincoln Mercury dealership, and the Dodge dealership here in town. What do you get somebody who has everything? Yeah. I told Kay one time, maybe I'll get him a cloth to dust it with. I mean, when somebody has everything, what do you get them? So what is it you could get God? What is it you could give God? How much is enough, people? How much do you have to deny yourself? Nothing against fasting. But how long do you have to fast for God to say, I get it. I didn't realize you were that serious. See, fasting doesn't mean you're serious. Fasting just means I'm hungry. That's all. God knows whether you're serious or not. See, I don't have to do anything for God to know how serious I am. Except one thing, I only do the will. of him who sent me. See, how do we get to heaven? I mean, I don't know about you. That's where I want to be. Yeah. And I know we're not spending eternity in heaven because it says the holy city will come down and the Mount of Olives will split, and this is where we'll spend eternity after it's purified. You know. But I'm going to enjoy that first 1,000 years in heaven. Yeah. That's a whole study in itself. You know, what do you mean 1,000 years? Isn't that when we're converting people? Let me tell you something, people. It ain't happening during that 1,000 years. If it hasn't happened before, it ain't happening then. You know, now, Jesus says in his word, today is the day of salvation. So the question is, what's the answer on how I get to heaven? See, the problem comes when we try to find the answer. Because if I could find the answer, and if I could do enough, then I don't need Jesus. Yeah, it's the doctor behind us. Yeah, you hear them all the time. Pay no attention to the barking dog. Bill Gaither had a song, and it said, the answer isn't what we can do, the answer is what he did. And the song went something like this. Don't be afraid, I'm not going to sing. Fear not, to quote the Bible, fear not. He came down to our level because we couldn't get up to his. With his strong arm, he lifted us up to show us what living is. See, the answer isn't, what do I have to do to get to heaven? The answer is, the answer can only be the answer. The only one who can get the answer is the answer. He came down because there was nothing after Adam blew it, after Adam willfully, knowing full well what was going to happen. He might not have known all the details, but he knew. Because the Bible says Eve was deceived, but Adam was not. I don't know what your IQ is, but I know what Adam's was. The highest you can have now, there are people like Einstein who scored over 200. But 200 is as high as it goes. I don't know how they scored Einstein's, but they said it was more than 200. Adam's would have been 2,000 if Einstein's was. I mean, it was perfect. He knew. He knew. And ever since then, the answer has been, what can we do? We can make clothes. We can sacrifice a lamb. We can make showbread. We can pay tithe. We can keep the Sabbath. You know what? He rose on Sunday. We can keep Sunday. You can't keep nothing. There's nothing you can do. Because Jesus is the answer. That means he's the lamb. That means he's the tithe. How much more can you give than your son? How much more? See, Jesus is the answer. He came down. The answer comes down from above. When Peter was drowning, the answer came down to him. It isn't like he jumped up. It's like telling a drowning man, he's calling, save me! Swim! I'm drowning. Swim, I said. Dummy, I'm telling him what to do. Seeing churches tell you what to do. It isn't about what you do. It's about where you are. See, Jesus is the answer. Jesus came down. The Father says, how do I do it? There is nothing they can ever do. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm going to have to do it for them. He came down to air level because there are no robes in heaven that have a label in the back that say man-made. We may respect and honor people on earth that can make their own clothes, but people in heaven, it's going to look like Adam's fig leaf. Yeah. God's just shaking his head. Look at that. Look, I mean, if you don't think God laughs, read the Bible stories. I mean, just the one we had in Bible study today with Judah. Oh, that's a prostitute. Wonder what she'll charge. Oh, that's a beautiful woman. Go get her and tell her I want to have dinner with her tonight. Do you think the king ever thought when there was a beauty contest to pick a queen? Think about what God's doing. Watch this. I'm going to get a Jewess to be the queen. Mm-hmm. Did it ever cross your mind? He said, I don't care if it costs me the vice president. That's the one I want. But that's what it ended up costing him. Haman becomes vice president one day and then builds his own gap. Think about it. Mm-hmm. See, the answer always comes down. It doesn't go up. God is always the answer. In Isaiah chapter 45, he says this. Verse 8. Isaiah 45, 8. Heavens sprinkle from above and let the skies shower righteousness. Let the earth open up so that salvation will sprout and righteousness will spring up with it. I know it's spring, but he's not talking about a garden. He says, I, Yahweh, if something's going to grow, nothing germinates unless he gives it life. Yeah. And people say, are you saying God creates corona? People, corona's been around. What do you think SARS was? Or MERS? Swine flu? They were all coronas. You weren't ready. That's the problem. See, back then you were still thinking. Back then you were still thinking. Now we're not thinking. Now we're following. They were all the same. 2 million. If you don't listen to me, 2 million are going to die. Die! What does the book say? When you hear the sound of the lyre, bow. We're on the plane the door, people. 2 million. You can ask Kay. I told her, probably about 30,000. I know less than 50. People, I'm not that bright. But I serve a God who is. Amen. They're saying 2 million. God says, I don't know if you read this or not when you came in, but I'm paraphrasing, giving you the Reader's Digest version. I got this. 2 million are going to die if you don't listen to me. He says, 10,000 will fall at your side, but it won't come near you. I wonder if there were 10,000 on the plane of Dora that day. Don't know. But I know this, if you stand up for Jesus, somebody's going to notice. And this says something is going to grow in you, and it comes from God. And then just a couple pages over in Isaiah chapter 55, he says, because see, he uses rain here because I said the answer has to come down. If something's going to grow, people, it's not going to, we want it to sprout up within us. Just like we want seed when we plant it to sprout up in the ground. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't sprout up in the ground unless it rains down. The former rain and the latter rain. And he says in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 and onward, for just as the rain and snow fall from heaven, and people, I don't know if you realize this, those of you who are gardeners, if you plant peas and it snows after you plant them, the peas grow sweeter. Yeah. Scientists told me it's because of the nitrogen in the snow. I don't know. I'm going to take his word for it. Yeah. Just as the rain and snow fall down from heaven and do not return without saturating the earth and making it germinate and sprout and providing seed to sow and food to eat. In other words, something is going to sprout. Right now, you know what's sprouting? Fear. A wise young man, Stan, told me, fear and faith both ask you to do the same thing, believe. Now, you think about that. Chew on that. If you got nothing else today, if you got nothing else, people, if you got nothing else today, you get this. Fear and faith both ask you to do something. Believe. I either have to believe that 2 million are going to die, or I have to believe that 10,000 may fall. They ain't hurting me. Not because of me. Because of the answer. The one who came down. He says, something is going to sprout. The same sun that melts the wax is going to harden the clay. The same rain that sprouts your vegetables sprouts the weeds. It says, so my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty. Wait a second. Did you ever think that might be talking about the Bible? It's not. It's not. Read John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Yeah. I'm not sending my boy down there and him come back empty. He says, so my word that comes from my mouth will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I please and will prosper in what I send it to do. Nevertheless, Daddy, isn't there any other way? Well, maybe I didn't word that right. Papa, you know, when you told me to feed the 5,000, I did. When you told me to heal the leper, I did. When you told me to call Lazarus from the tomb, I did. Haven't I done enough? Let this cup pass from me. Dad, you know, you knew, and I know, Judas was a snake in the grass. You knew, and I know, that Peter will jump out of the boat, but I named him the Rock, because once he got out of the boat, he sank. But he was a speaking rock. You know, I'll have the rocks cry out if you shut up. He was a talking rock. Yeah. And he cried out, Lord, save me! I believe he's the one who wrote, he came down to my level because I couldn't get up to his. And with his strong arm, he lifted me up and showed me what walking is. Could you imagine? See, Peter walked to Jesus like this. He walked back to the boat like this. Can you? Am I right? You know I'm right. Because see, once you allow him to lift you up, he'll show you, this isn't walking. See, he got his swag on. Why? Not because of who he was, but because who he was with, who he believed in. And Jesus says, you know, that I'm not going to send it out, people. You either believe it or you don't. Faith and fear ask the same thing. Believe. Do I believe that this virus is bad? Yes. No. Yeah, people, it's bad. But let me tell you something. I think we sing in a song we sing. Ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. And remember what joy is? Jesus first, others second, yourself last. The answer isn't what we can do to get to heaven. The answer is what heaven did to take so that where I am, I go to prepare a place. I go, you know. We all like doing, what is it, DIY network? Christianity's not a DIY show, you know, on HGTV. You know. I go to prepare a place for you. There will be nothing, you know. You ever watch House Hunters? Some people want fixer-uppers. Others want, I want it turnkey. Jesus said, I don't build fixer-uppers. They're turnkey. What do you mean, turnkey? Well, Windows is going to have a keyboard and a golden mic.
Right.
I told you before, I'm going to be happy with my leather wings with studs, silver studs in them, chrome crown, and inner tube down the river of life. It's perfect just for you. You'll get there and say, man, if I build it myself, I would have built it just this way. And let me tell you how we are on earth. When we moved here to Fredericksburg, we built a house. And, we had this builder, and we had Kay. And Kay said, I want an island in the kitchen. He said, ma'am, you can't have an, okay, you can't have an island in the kitchen. She said, but I want an island in the kitchen. He said, look, the house is 23 feet wide. It has to be 24 feet wide in order for you to have an island. You can't have an island. She said, I want an island. Guess what? Our house was 24 feet wide. And then she never put an island in. See, we want to constantly change things. During that building project, she would call her builder so much that he told his site foreman, he said, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do anymore. When Kay shows up, whatever she tells you to do, you do it, because I want her to be satisfied. Oh, she moved doors. I don't want the door there. I want it over here. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. See, that's the way your mansion and have built just the way you want it. Here's the difference. You don't have to tell him. He already knows what you want, because before he formed you in your mama's womb, he knew you. And he says, I'm telling you, the answer is what comes down. The answer is not what goes up. See, the answer, and look, I love prayer. I believe in praying. But let me tell you something. It's not our prayer that goes up. It's his spirit that comes down. His cancer is gone, not because my prayer went up. His cancer is gone because the spirit came down. See, Mary's hand opened up. Not because our prayers, that doesn't mean we should stop praying, but we need to understand that it's not just, it's what came down. That's the answer. That's where the power is. That's where, what we talked about last week, the zero is the power, the life-giving power. Jesus said this in John chapter 6. Because, you see, Jesus is preaching here, actually answering questions. And I don't have this mark, but I'm going to go here. Jesus chapter 6, verse 42. And he says, they were saying, isn't this Jesus, son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say now, I have come down from heaven? See, they were missing it. They thought their service, slaying the lamb, lighting the candles, having Passover, they thought that the answer came from going up. The whole purpose of the miracle birth was people. It's about what comes down from God. It's about what comes down. And so then he says later on in the chapter, if you remember, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone. Then he says here in verse 51, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. See? This scene that's taking place here, if you read 6 and 7, I guess it is, after they heard this, many followed him no more. It's hard. And as Americans, it's even harder. Because we've been raised that, and maybe you've heard this lately, we'll make it through this and we'll come back stronger. Let me tell you something. We'll make it through it because of God. And I don't know who coined the phrase, but I've heard Jimmy Swaggart say it, and he's quoting from somebody. The gospel is the greatest export that the United States has. That's why no enemy will ever set foot on our soil. When the gospel ceases to be our greatest export, the enemy will come in. Ooh. Remember, I used to hear somebody that'd say, oh, that's deep. That's deep. Saturday Night Live used to have deep thoughts. That's a deep thought. Think about some of the decisions our country has made and when enemies started setting foot on our soil. I know, prayer out of school, abortion, same-sex marriage. When the gospel ceases to be our greatest export, it gives way to the enemy. Kind of like walking in your house and hearing demonic shows and saying, you know, who am I to judge? Hello? You better judge. Jesus says this, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I give for life, for the life of the world, is my flesh. Hard saying. He says, unless you eat this bread, what bread? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And if you remember, it says, many followed him no longer. Many who were his disciples. Not just his disciples, his apostles. You know, his apostles are gone. And if you remember, he says to Peter, do you want to leave also? People, we're living at a time, Rocky, go like this, it ain't going to be easy. But I'm telling you right now, Angels would give their eye teeth to be in your position, because they have no clue what it's like to be lost and then be saved. They have no clue. They may know what it's like to battle Satan and all this, but they, people, they're goody two-shoes. You know, they just, I mean, they've always worshiped God. They don't know what it's like to have a bad day. They just don't. They can't. They can't. There's only one in heaven. Well, he took some with him. But there's only one who really knows. Because we have not a high priest who is not touched by our infirmities. He knows what it is to lose a loved one. I mean, he watched Joseph die. I mean, at least we see no record of Joseph being alive. Yeah. He knows what it's like to be the Joseph of the Old Testament. When you tell your brothers and sisters that God gave me a message, and he would put it this way, I gave me a message. Yeah. He knows what it's like. And to be rejected. Yes, James wrote the book of James, and yes, he was Jesus' brother, but he didn't come to Jesus till after the resurrection. That'll make a believer out of you. Yeah. Think about what he's saying here. It isn't just about looking up. It's about receiving what comes down. I heard this somewhere, I don't know where, but you are my sunshine. And with you, I can do anything, anything. Not because of my looking up, but because you pour it down. Pour your spirit upon us. See, at Pentecost, remember, they were hiding. They were hiding until something came down. And then what did they say? And I'm talking about Pentecost, not 2020. Yeah, April 2020. This is Pentecost. Whether it's right for us to meet or not, you decide. But I'm going to do what I have seen and what I have heard. And I've seen lame people come in wheelchairs and walk into Carol's house that afternoon. I've seen somebody come in with a hand that couldn't open and open it up that afternoon. I saw somebody give until November 2019 and they're here with us sitting today in 2020. Yeah, I want to tell what I've seen and heard. They're not stronger than the God I serve. And it's not, it is about obedience. I almost said it's not about being obedient. It is being about obedient. It is being about obedient. Nevertheless, your will. It's the model prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, what's impossible for God to do? Lie, I guess, because once he says that, it's true. You know. I mean, think about it. On earth, in other words, it will come down. The answer is what comes down from above, not what comes over from China. The answer isn't what's deposited, direct deposit from Washington. The answer is, I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. The gold and the silver are mine. I got this. I got this. I got this. It's what the answer is what comes down. And we want to do everything up. Everything up. Because, I mean, don't I look good? I mean, we are a church. You know, we are this. We are that. We do this. We do that. We do nothing, people. He does it. You know, how does it go? I can't. He can. He can through me. Yeah. He can through me. Yeah. I'm looking over there, and, you know, I'm happy and fearful of the crowd we're going to have this week. Yeah. Because when this basket is overflowing, so's the parking lot. You know. But something, normally, see, I pick up meat on Mondays out at Harrison Crossing. But there's a guy, nice guy, Ron, who works it there. And Ron's just a nice guy. But, you know, one of the people like you carry to work. And he said, did you check the freezer? Yeah. And I said, no, Ron, we don't pick up meat on, you know, Saturday. Pick it up Monday. Oh, you may want to look in the freezer. I think they have something for you. I said, well, I'll get it. No, go look. Go look. So I went and looked. Be prepared, Juanita. Because we've been getting, you know, doing this thing. Last week it started. We started getting a little bit again. I mean, there were already 6 or 7 boxes of meat in the freezer. See, we've been getting 1, 2. Now, last week we got some. I'm telling you, people, it's not because it's what comes down. It's what comes down. We're being blessed because He blesses us. Not because, oh, the giant blesses us already. Yeah. Think about what this says. I am the living bread that came down. Just receive it. You know? How much power do you want? How much power can you handle? J.C. Watts used to be a congressman, I think from Tennessee. He's a minister now and has a church. He says, my grandma used to tell me, character isn't what you are when the lights are out. Character is what you are when you receive power. See, don't get all cocky. Yeah. Because you can't heal anybody. Yeah. I think there's a song. But I know who can. I know who can. And I'll bring him to you. I'll bring him. Yeah. Juanita had surgery on her knees. And you know what? If somebody's kind of limping, she'll say, I know who can. I know who can. Yeah. When you know somebody who can, you want to take them to it. Why? Because you know it's from outside of you. And it comes down. And Jesus says, I am the one living bread that came down. I am the one who is well able. I am the one who, in Revelation, he said, who was dead and am alive forevermore. And guess what? I have the keys, he said, to death and hell and the grave. And a long time ago, he said, death, hell, grave, it is finished. It came down, it accomplished, and people, don't know. We have a hard time being served. You know, we don't mind doing for others, you know, as Americans, as humans. But to just be pampered, you know, just to be pampered, you know. I remember probably 10 years ago, somebody gave Kay a gift certificate for, I don't know, it was a manicure or something. I bet that gift certificate, you know, just go. God wants to pamper you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to say, I got this. I don't care if it's a mortgage, if it's a disease. I don't care if it's a politician you're having problems with. I got this. You can't handle that politician. Let me tell you a story about a woman named Jezebel who thought she was going to get the throne. Oh, it's bad. But I know something better. Because he came down. The answer comes from above. Not from, he says, and when it happens, remember, it's going to sprout. It's going to sprout either faith or fear. Your choice. Let's bow our heads. Father, when we think about the answer, bring us to the place where we realize only the answer can be the answer. And Father, no matter what the question is, bring us to the place where we realize Jesus is the answer. And we can say the Holy Spirit came down, the Holy Spirit did this, but Jesus said, unless I go back, the Comforter cannot come. So even in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the answer in being obedient and going to prepare that mansion for us, to prepare that special place where as soon as we see it, we'll say, that's just what I would have done. And he says, I know. I love you that much. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for coming down to our level. Because no matter what we do, we can never get up to yours. Thank you, Father, for the example in your Son showing us what living is. And living is not Frank Sinatra doing it my way. But it's doing it not my will, but yours be done. Oh, Father, that's where the power is. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for sending the answer and for allowing us the privilege of living in that answer so that we can see beyond the shadow of a doubt who our God is, what our God is, and where our God is. He is alive and well and lives inside of us. Oh, Father, no wonder devils will flee when we walk into a room. Not because of who we are, but because of whose we are. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the privilege of being the terminal generation. And Father, we long for the day of looking to the east and seeing that cloud about the size of a man's hand and singing out, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he has come to take us home. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we thank you. Through the power of the Spirit we receive it. And for your glory we thank you. Amen. Change up a little here. We have a different, because we said that it comes down. Jesus says through Jude, he says, now to him who is able. I'm assuming we don't have something at the end. Now to him who is able to protect you. Think about what he's saying here. Can you put that Jude? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't give it to you. Jude 24. Poor Matt looking at me like, you're supposed to know. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling. Now you say, how can he do that? Something else God never gets to say. Man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. You don't have to make a mistake. Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory. How? Blameless and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, came down, be glory and majesty and power and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. Yeah.